الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We seated here right now in the gathering of Deen, the Halqa of Ta'aleem, with the great ni'mat and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has allowed us to be here right now in the gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being remembered, and the blessed sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will be discussed. These are very, very special gatherings where we come in with open hearts to enjoy the rahmat of Allah with dua in our hearts. Ya Allah, one drop of your rahmat affect my heart. One drop of your rahmat affect my heart and take me into your mercy. My islah gets made, my habits reform, my akhlaq become better, and my life becomes a life of iman, of deen, of taqwa, a'mal. Barakati my iman, barakati my amal, barakati my home, barakati my emotional state, in my health, in my intelligence, my family, my children. With all these intentions, we sit here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us in this gathering. These gatherings are for this reason, that we come to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So according to the amount of intentions we make and to what level we make the niyat, then we sit here. Once Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, who was the Amir of Pakistan for many years, he had some masla, some problem. So he thought to himself, which will be the best time to make dua, when duas will be readily accepted. Tahajjud time, we are aware of it, duas will be accepted. But then too, he was looking for the very special moment when a person has talab and desire and he's seeking and he's looking. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the heart. Therefore it's important that we come here with talab and desire. I've come to get something. I've come to receive something. I want something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever bounties, whatever ni'mats, good conditions we desire from Allah, the treasury, the warehouses, the stock, all belong to Allah. All good conditions belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bounties that we want belongs to Allah, and Allah has no need for them. So like Allah has some need for the bounties that we want, therefore He's keeping it back. Allah wants to give it. We are the takers. Who will take this bounty from me? Who is there to receive it? So we come with this cry and desire in the heart, that definitely there is something here to take back. And I want so and so and so thing from Allah. Whether it be something spiritual, physical, emotional. These are the ICUs, the spiritual ICUs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That I see you and you see me. Ya Allah, I've come. Ya Allah, you see me. And I want to see you also. Open heart surgery will take place in these gatherings. Allah has given us these gatherings. So Allah can put something in our hearts. So Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib rahmatullah alayhi applied his mind, Ya Allah, what will be the best time to make dua? Then the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to mind, that when the halqa of ta'aleem is taking place, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down malaika, nazalat alayhim al-sakina wa ghashiyatum al-rahma wa hafatum al-malaika. The malaika, they throng to this gathering right now. They throng to the gathering right now, and the rahmat of Allah descends upon this gathering. They shroud this gathering. And the malaika, they rush to this gathering right now. Our iman is upon the unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. We believe in the unseen promises of Allah. The rewards from Allah. What is happening in the unseen, we believe it. We should believe it more than what we see. Seeing is deceiving, hearing is believing. We hear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe it 100%. What we see can deceive. We see our children, and we want to believe they love us only, or they love me. Whether it is with that amount that I love them, we just have to believe it. My husband loves me, my parents love me, we just have to believe it. But Allah loves me, there's no doubt. For me to love my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malaika descend, the rahmat of Allah descend, sakina, tranquility descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And Allah thinks our name in His court. Allah Ta'ala boasts about us. Malaika, they take our name and Allah Ta'ala boasts about us. So look at these servants of mine on this Saturday morning, where they could have done something else, have taken our time. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah in Fazal Amal has mentioned this hadith. When the Malaika come and they perch and they look at the people of the gathering, and they look at the people of the gathering with amazement. But ya Allah, they have come here. They left behind their homes, their children, their work. Why are they so amazed? They are amazed because they know the amount of task, work that we have in our life. They have the house to worry about, the washing, the cooking, the baking, the children, the cleaning up, the domestic, the helper, inside the house, outside the house. The men will come soon if they have things prepared for them. All these things, they are aware of it. They have all these things that they can see that they have to do. But they left all of this to come to sit in the halqa of ta'aleem, to listen to those things that they haven't seen. Malaika amazed, ya Allah, we have seen the unseen. But they haven't seen the unseen. And they come to hear about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikraman lahu, isharafan lahu, Allah of ikram for them, honor for them, to show the malaika, Allah Ta'ala takes our names that I have forgiven them. I have forgiven them and I have changed all the evil deeds into good deeds. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Haji Abdullah Hamsab rahmatullah alayhi, this hadith came to mind. That so many virtues just for the halqa of ta'aleem. The malaika are here, they're looking at amazement. They will say ameen upon our du'as. So when the halqa of ta'aleem was taking place, the gathering of ta'aleem was taking place in drive-in, during the part of the morning, he went and sat in the middle of the halqa of ta'aleem. And with open heart, open ears, listening to the ahadith, and making dua in his heart. Ya Allah, your tawajjuh, your attention right now is upon those that are sitting in the gathering of ta'aleem. Ya Allah, I have a certain need right now, I have a certain problem right now. And he made fervent dua. Who doesn't have some need right now? Whether it be a parent, whether it be a mother for children, a wife due to the husband, a young girl wants to get married, a young girl has some future plans in her life, the granny probably has some illness, somebody has some need. But more than that, we have the need of akhirat and qabr. Akhirat and qabr. It is also one need, and the greatest need. And how am I going to fail my qabr? Sunduqul amal. That the qabr is a box of a'mal. This gathering also is banked, inshallah, in the qabr. When we get in there, this will come to our defense. And what is the qabr? Sometimes we take it to granted, we know what's going to happen in the qabr. What is the reality? Whether it put us down in the qabr. And there be no sheet, no blanket, no duvet, no pillow. Whereas I'm so particular in this world, the sheets have to be changed. It has to be matching. It has to be smelling nice. Winter sheet, summer sheet. In the qabr, no sheet whatsoever, nothing. There's nothing on the ground, absolute bare sand. And my garment, just my kafan only. Just my kafan and the bare sand. Matter how much I was so particular in this world, that everything has to be clean, squeaky, super clean. Bathroom, toilet. That I made a noise also. When it got dirty, I got upset. But as my Honorable Shaykh Rahman Barakam Abdul Hamid Sahib says, that Allah will not ask in the qabr, was your toilet clean? Was your kitchen clean? Allah will ask, was your heart clean? Did you have a clean heart? That's the effort of this world, to have a clean heart and to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heart that is qalbi salim. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, the days of Qurbani are soon to begin. The months of Hajj have begun. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, the great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that till today we speak about him through the Qurbani and sacrifice of the family of three. Ibrahim, Ismail and Hajar alayhim salatu wasalam, the Qurbani of this family of three, the amount of bounties and ni'mas we are enjoying because of them. Whether it be Hajj, Baytullah, Ibrahim and Ismail, alayhimus salatu wassalam. Qurbani, Ibrahim, Ismail, alayhimus salatu wassalam. Safa, Marwa, Hazrat Hajar, Zamzam, Hajar and Ismail, alayhimus salatu wassalam. One, what we're enjoying right now from the family of three. Allah loved it so much that the Ummah will do this till the day of Qiyamah. What was it? What was the qualities that they had within them, that Hajar had within her heart, that won the pleasure of Allah till Qiyamah and beyond that? That Allah Ta'ala made it part of our Sharia. Her legacy was left behind. What Yaqub Sahar and Puri Rahmatullah Alayhi Nizamuddin would say, agar ek aurat bani to puri nasal bani. Ek aurat bigri, puri nasal bigri. Say, one woman is made, she comes upon taqwa, sharam, haya, understanding of deen. Her life is full of the commands of Allah, consciousness of Allah, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As awliya say, that one pious woman is equal to 70 awliya. One pious woman is equal to 70 walis of Allah. What she can do in a home, the wali of Allah can do. She wants the men to go to the masjid, she'll make dua, she'll get them moving, she'll pack their bags, go in the path of Allah, she'll send them to madrasa, his hibs, his Quran, his food. Men can't do so much. He can do only one thing at a time. Multitasking is beyond them. One pious woman, if she is made, taqwa comes in her life, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and her life is made, and she lives with imani qualities. This is very important. Now the ummah has come to the level, alhamdulillah, where we see Islam. The outer form of Islam and deen and sharia, we find it to a certain extent. Among the men, the kurta, the topi, pagri, imama, turban. Among the women, the hijab, the abaya, the cloak. To a certain extent we find it. There's some Islam that is apparent. But we need iman to come into the heart. Islam is there, outwardly we're doing these things. But it's become ritualistic. This is my profile now, so I have to do it in this way. But more importantly, to do the amal of the quality of iman. To believe my success is in this and do it according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not just about my dressing, my outward appearance. It's got to do with my heart. Allah looks at the heart, the quality of the heart, and passes fesla, judgment upon the quality of the heart. Doesn't look at the appearance. Appearance, we have to make it like how Allah wants it. But the heart is what will count. The heart will speak in the qabr. The heart will speak on the day of Qiyamah. The limbs will speak. For this iman to come in, the qualities of iman to come into a person's life. Qualities of iman. This will draw the rahmat of Allah. This will draw the pleasure of Allah. I'll become the favorite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And right now the ummah, as we mentioned to the men yesterday also, when we lift our hands and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I'm making tawbah. But there's really nothing on my mind that I'm making tawbah from. There's nothing major in my life. Alhamdulillah, I'm dressing, I'm studying, becoming a hafizah, becoming an alima. Why go for the halqa of ta'aleem? Why we changed my life to a certain extent? We went for hajj, we went for umrah, we're going the path of Allah. So when you make tawbah istighfar, we make dua, we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, there's no real sin we're making tawbah from. Everything right now has become jais and permissible. Nothing really haram anymore. Everything is kullu halal. Everything halal. But I can maintain my parda, so to say, my hijab on, and then go into an area where I should not be, but I have my parda hijab. I can speak to so and so because I have my parda on. It's become a garb. What is the quality of iman? Is haya. Modesty. La yaraka mawlaka haythu nahaka. Mulali Qari will say, rahimahullah, what is haya? Haya in speech. When I speak also I have modesty. How to say it? How to speak it? How to express myself? What words to use? to be modest in the way I express myself, even to someone I don't get along with. Not to be sarcastic, not to be rude, not just to be cut blunt. So haya in speech, how I speak, whether it be my mother, whether it be my sisters, whether it be the mother-in-law or sister-in-law, the quality of iman is haya. I speak with modesty also. With the sahabiyat radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna, the level of modesty they had. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the modesty he had. How to speak with modesty. How to look with the eyes of modesty. Not with threatening looks. Like they say, if looks could kill, I would be dead long time ago. But how to look with modesty also. To look at modest things. Not things that will take me away from Allah. Now with the internet and the smartphone and the apps and the Instagram and the Facebook and all the different things, we look at haram almost 24 hours. Day and night is just carrying on. Impermissible things we're looking. The amount of recipes will take us to finish and Qiyamah will come still. We're still going to finish the recipes. We're still checking for more. The men want simple food. Give them simple food. Don't make children the slaves of food. For the sake of Allah, don't enslave them to food. Our students, our youngsters can't go in the path of Allah. They can't do the khidmat of deen because of food. Because of bathroom and toilet. Because of bedroom. Now a jamaat to Afghanistan. And we asked the mujahideen about the masturat. And as our Sheikh says, the most intelligent women in the world, who the West say, the most ignorant, uneducated, unintelligent woman in the world, Afghani woman. But this is no, the most intelligent. They gave birth to real men. They took on the superpowers of the world and defeated them. What mothers are those? What iman they put in those children? When you ask the mujahideen, that finally when you took over the country and defeated the 52 countries, what was the secret behind it? He mentioned a few points. First point he mentioned, Allah's Qudrat. Allah's help was with us. Then he said that our masturat and ladies in the refugee camps kept roza for 1 week. Our mothers and our wives polished our boots and they made dua for us. We took our arms, we jumped into our buckies and we started moving with duas carrying us. Duas of who? Not those that had apps, those that had iman. They knew what they had to know. And they did what they had to do. There were no distractions. This is the foundation. The masturat is the foundation. The man can bring deen to the front door, he can't take it within the house. If she doesn't want it in the house, he can't bring it. Woman says, I want deen. Then she'll move the house. One woman is made, generations are made. One woman is spoiled, generations are spoiled. She didn't learn her dua, she didn't learn the sunnah, she didn't teach the children. Generations are lost in sunnats. She didn't learn the sunnats. One mother is made, she knows the du'as, changing her daughter, changing her son. Left hand, right hand, left leg, right leg. Sunnat libas, sunnat clothing. Make them read du'as, going to the toilet, bathroom, left leg, right leg, du'as before, du'as after. When they're eating also. Oh my son, oh my daughter, beta, beti, read your du'a. Did you read your du'a? Read your du'a now. Reading Dastar Khan. They have to help in the home. To teach them how to be true Muslims. She made that home. One day she'll become a dadi and a nani. She'll go into the qabr, but her legacy is carrying on. Her granddaughters learn those du'as from their mother. They've got married, they're teaching their children the same du'as they learned from their mother. Their mother learned from dadi or nani. Nani is gone, is into the qabr. Dadi is gone to the qabr. Bare sand and only kafan, Allah will send down the silken bedding of Jannat for her. Allah will send the bedding of Jannat. What a bed that will be. And all the ikram, and the cool air, the cool wind. That you taught them the sunnah, you taught them shariat. And now your legacy is left behind, they are doing all these amal, you're getting the full reward for it. This is a Muslim, a mu'mina, Muslima. So haya in looking, to look with modesty, to speak with modesty, to listen with modesty also. Not to look at haram, impermissible things. Not to hear impermissible things. Yes, the command is given to the men that lower your gazes. Lower some of your gazes. You can look at halal. Min absarihim. Same command is given to the women also. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ That, oh, believing women, lower some of your gazes. Look at your children, look how much you want. Look at your husband, look at how much you want. But shaitan won't allow it. Husband comes in the house, she doesn't give me a look also. But everything else, the phone is there. Everything else is there. Whether we can look, whether permissible, each one asks their own heart. So how I look at, what I look at the entire day, that is filling the heart that will fill the qabr also. That's filling the heart that will fill the qabr also. Then those same channels won't come in the qabr to assist us. That you subscribed and you liked and you wanted to follow so and so. That influencer will not come into the qabr. But I loved you, I followed you, I liked your style, I liked your makeup, I liked where you eat, I had to go try it. With the grey area, you're selling alcohol one corner, there's no contamination. We had to try it out, we had to go somewhere. No one will come in the qabr now. I influenced you. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Shaitan will say on the day of Qiyamah, when insan will blame Shaitan, that you made me do all these things. Say, don't rebuke me, rebuke yourself. I didn't force you. You forced your husband, you took the children, you exposed them. As a Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that the worst thing a parent can do to a child is to expose them to avenues and places where they don't have to go. Now they saw it. And understand, the nafs of a child is not a child. The nafs of a child is an adult. Once he or she is exposed, the child will fight you. A two-year-old child will fight the mother. I don't want to wear this. I don't want to eat that. Whose fault? We exposed them. We took them. We showed them. Now you want to go there again. You want to eat there again. No, we can't go. Why you took us in the first place? If we didn't know, alhamdulillah. There's no challenge for me as a young child now. I'd have to fight myself. Why we can't? The child won't understand. Why we can't do it now? So the worst, as the Talmud gives a specific example, he says, don't take young girls to weddings and walimas. He's modern. He says, they will see it as a young girl. She'll have this in her heart. I want to get married like this also. And the mother says, no, you can't have a nikah like that. But you took me. I like it. I must fight my nafs. Now you're going to get me married like this. So boring. What my friends will say. Motherhood, parenthood, nobody mastered it. But we're going to try our best. So in haya, what we look at. And this la yani, our time is just going in futile activities. There's no vacuum in a person's life. There's no amal, there's no durus sharif, there's no Quran tilawat. Then everything else will take the time. The hell phone will take our time. The novels will take our time. Fantasy world. We don't know the reality of life. Reality of life, you go back to the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That is real life. Where they understood what life is about. We're just on a journey right now. There's an urgency to get to Akhirat safely. My beloved Sheikh is an example. He says, we're traveling, we're returning home from an overseas country. We're at the airport right now. And then they announce there's only 15 minutes left to board. Father says, quickly rush, we need to board the plane. But then the daughter says, but Papa, I want to have one coffee. There's no time for coffee right now. Leave the coffee. What is the coffee shop? We won't get this back home. Just move. We have to board right now. Little son, he sees PlayStation. I just want to play one game, the latest one. There's no time for PlayStation. The wife sees, here's an abaya shop here right now. This one, I won't get anywhere else. There's no time right now. Just move. Right now, this is our life. We just have to move. We look at all different avenues just to waste our time in our life. Of no benefit in the qabr. But we have to invest here our time, our resources. Whether permissible, impermissible, there's no more tawbah left. When I lift my hands, there's no more tawbah istighfar. There's nothing really big in my life that I'm doing wrong. Whether intermingling, whether immodesty, whether it be my dressing. And the ummah has come to the level now where we have daughters also. And the boys will come to see them. And we hear from many quarters and many homes. We'll say that we don't have a daughter-in-law that's too pious. And we'll ask the question, is she strict with parda? If she's too strict with parda, then she won't fit in our home. Because we all only eat together. Inna lillahi. We want to break the command of Allah. We want to break it. And we have no fear. We're happy about it. We are happy and we're smiling and we're laughing. The command of Allah is being broken right now. And the one strict on parda, we put on one corner, one side. Which is an outcast right now. There's no more tawbah left. No more istighfar. Ya Allah, we're sorry, you're breaking your command. There's no fear left in the hearts. Because Allah has spoiled us so much in this country with His bounties and His ni'mats. Allah has spoiled us so much. Right now, 99.9% of what we are enjoying of the bounties of Allah, we haven't even made dua for it. Allah gave it free. We are crying for that 1% we don't have. That to be unhappy, depression, not feeling good, feeling down today. Look at the bounties around us. They will ask questions like this. Is she strict in barda? Is he strict? His maslas are very heavy. To get a son-in-law like this will make things difficult for us. We can't go all out together. Now there'll be segregation. But we want to eat together. Brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and all together want to eat. And we're happy about it. Nobody's making tawbah istighfar. It's for us to take hisab kitab. How come there's nothing left to make tawbah of? The commands of Allah being broken. Our salah, the condition of our salah. Salah for us should be awwal waqt. The first time sits in, we read our salah. My Quran tilawat also. The dhikr of Allah making every day. So one is the amal of the heart. The haya also. Whether I'm making tawbah, whether I'm doing it correctly, my haya, as you mentioned, haya of the eyes, modesty of the eyes, modesty of the ears. I don't hear to ghibat. Ghibat has become some nourishment. With the ears, entertainment, what she did, what she was wearing, where she went. I have to see on her Facebook account. Oh, what a function they had. So much of extravagance. Astaghfirullah, making istighfar for them. But I'm not making istighfar, why I'm looking. La hawla wa la quwwata. Look at the israf. But they act so pious. But I'm just the same also. I can't see what they are doing. But I want to hear the ghibat. And then what happened? And then what happened? And then what happened? And we're enjoying it, breaking the command of Allah. No tawbah, no istighfar. Whether we're talking of family members. And we say also, I'm not making ghibat. I'm just saying. I'm just saying only. That saying also is ghibat. Ashaddu ala zina is worse than zina also. From zina we'll make tawbah. Ghibat, nobody makes tawbah. Eating the flesh of a dead Muslim sister. And I won't make tawbah. And years is carrying on. And then when his family line together, then the ghibat is wholesale. Speak about everybody. Their family style, yeah, they don't know, they don't have style. They don't know color coordination. They don't know anything about cooking and baking. See how they set things so simple. They really don't know anything. Even the fruit platter also was just plain. Inna lillahi. Allah won't ask on the day of Qiyamah, how was the fruit platter? How was the salad? But we may get a point right now. All influence. We speak about it. But ask myself, I wonder how many people are speaking about us. We think now we're the best. Who's the best? The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most beautiful, perfect, easiest way of life. So haya in listening also. Whether it be music, how many a young girl, young boy involved in music can't get over it. Just enjoy. And they say, I enjoy music. Enjoy the series. Enjoy looking at different movies. looking at ulama online also, whether they're permissible, not permissible, the outcome of all this has become haram. I'm looking at haram, but no tawbah. No tawbah. The heart has gone so dark right now, I don't even feel the darkness. I can feel the heater when the heater is on. I can feel the heat of it. Aircon is on, I can feel the coolness of the aircon. But I can't feel the heat of gunas right now. I can't feel the coolness of obedience of Allah. But something has happened to the iman. The iman has to be revived once again. Ya Allah, which direction am I going right now? My ears be to use with iman, to listen to the ears of iman. Ghibat is taking place right now. We can't talk about these things. Haya of the tongue, what I'm speaking, whether ghibat, whether slander, just making stories, sometimes lying also. We don't go for a function, so we tell the children, Papa said, Papa thinks he doesn't know about the function also. You don't want to go. So how many times these lies come out? What do you say is a white lie? A lie is always black, it can't be white. So we say it's a white lie. But all these habits have come into the ummah right now, but nobody is making tawbah. There's fear right now. That no tawbah, no istighfar. As long as the ummah will make tawbah, istighfar, Allah will save them from his adab and punishment. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ And the kuffar have made all these plots and plans to water down our deen. To water down our deen, make it a modern deen. Everything is permissible. Nothing really is haram. Nothing really. We can have coffee there also. The alcohol is just that side only. Just that side. One car guzari we heard just last week, where a couple went to a certain country, to Turkey, and they looked for a outlet where there's no alcohol. So they found one place. We'll buy some seafood. They really enjoyed the fish. Then they asked the chef, give us the recipe. He says, no, I can't give you the recipe. What gives the flavor? He said, you put a bit of wine in there. He said, inna. We thought there's no alcohol. No, we keep it in the back. But we have to go and eat there. The influence is there. We don't hold on to the sunnah and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the haya will go. And haya is a very, very expensive commodity by Allah. It's a part of iman. So haya in my dressing also. As an alim says that now, this abaya has become a black dress that requires another dress top of it. It's become a black dress that needs another dress on top of it. So haya in my dressing, haya in my walking, how I walk, how I carry myself out, the pace, how I get into the vehicle, how I get off the vehicle, haya in my walking, that I have to learn also. How to walk according to haya. How to express myself. This is part of iman. Then to keep the heart clean. Today nobody will say, I have pride. When a person says Alhamdulillah, and the person thinks in their heart also that I'm very humble, that thought of humility is pride itself. To think good of myself is actually pride. That I'm good, my baking is, nobody can match, see how I set it out. See my baking, that is pride. My cooking, that is pride. And worse, I put it online, upload it. Whole dunya must see it. I don't call that humility. What's humility? I hide even my good deeds. Like how I hide my evil deeds, I hide my good deeds also. But the whole world must see what we're eating tonight. Person who has pride will not get the fragrance of Jannah also. Iota of pride. But nobody feels I got pride in me. I'm humble. I have humility. Everybody likes me. To even have that thought also is pride. And Allah has no love for those that have pride. Pride means that I feel I'm good and the rest of the people are no good. I'm better than them. And ujb, vanity, conceit is equally haram. Everybody is good, but I am better. I am better. My dressing is better. My shoes are better. How I put my makeup is better. They don't know how to do it. It's already pride. That people must see me. They must look at me. When I walk in, they must see me. This is takabbur. This is already not iman. Not a quality of iman. So for me to check my heart, that I have Islam apparently, but do I have these qualities of iman? That I'm reading salah with this humility, carrying my life out with humility. Teme kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. I am nothing, nothing belongs to me. Everything is borrowed to me. The beauty, Allah borrowed it to me. The facilities I have, Allah borrowed it to me. I can't have pride. I can't walk with my chest out. I have a 5,000 rand bag. They must see it. They must see it. Mujhko dekh, Allah Marumi says. The makhluk is saying, mujhko dekh. And Allah is saying, look at me. And I want to see the makhluk. Every creation is calling out, look at me, look at me. And I'm also doing the same thing. Look at me. And I walk in, must look at me. I must be noted. She didn't make salam with me. Who she thinks she is? Every time I go, she gives me a cold shoulder. Who are you? Have to make salam with you? If that pains the heart, it shows the pride I have. Whereas when I go in there, I hope nobody meets me. I just want to go gumnam, say gumnam. No name brand, nobody. Went quietly, and I left quietly, alhamdulillah. Allah saw me. That is what counts. My sheikh gives an example. He said, the young girl is getting married. Tomorrow is the nikah. Well, after Isha is the nikah, they call the hairdresser home. It'll take a few hours to do your hair, etc., etc. So the hairdresser does the hair. Now she tells the young girl, you can't lie down, your hair will get spoiled. She's ready for it. Today is my nikah. Friends come after Zohar to come and see her. Say, Subhanallah, Mashallah, you're looking so beautiful. You're looking like a doll. Now she bursts out crying. She said, you can't cry now, you spoiled your makeup. What are you crying about? She says, you're all saying I'm beautiful, doesn't count. If he says I'm beautiful, that counts. If he tells me, my husband, they say the concern in the heart should be, oh my Allah, in your court, in your eyes, am I beautiful? Whether the ladies can say otherwise, Allah says she's the most beautiful. Look at her simplicity. Look at her akhlaq. Look at her kirdar. Look at how she walks. See how she carries herself out. And she maintains it within the home, outside the home, in-laws' home, sister-in-laws, mother-in-law, all the same character, same akhlaq. I'm living for Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki. That all my amal, physical, monetary, my qurbani, my living, my dying, only for Allah. Not for any makhluk. Yes, to do for the husband, alhamdulillah, that is rewardable. One Saturday back home, he says, Muftisab, the designer of the Samira captain, I curse him every day. The Samira captain, the designer, I curse him every day. At one time, they were wearing some proper clothing at home. That's only the Samira captain. And the smell doesn't go away. You only smell curry on it. No more perfume, no more something nice, it's only the captain. So for the husband, he should be rewarded to boast in front of him, to dress for him, to get his likes, to be influenced by him in the right way. Allah will declare his pleasure for her. Husband can't influence the wife anymore. Can't tell the wife anymore. How many husbands will tell the Morana, Morana, say this in the bayan. I don't say I said it. Because when I go back home, then like a jallad, she's going to finish me. She's going to finish me after that. Husband is afraid now. What's going to happen back when he goes home? But the quality of iman, humility, I am nothing. Nobody must see me also. Allah saw me. For the pride to come out from the heart, that's why we have to learn the sifat of iman. We're not making tawbah anymore. Ya Allah, I have pride in me. I didn't realize it, that I want to be noted. I want to always have the best people must notice me. Whether my husband wants me to wear it, whether he notices me immaterial, but the people must see me. They must say. Hazrat says, he went one country at one time, they had to give masturat bayan. To those countries, Australia, New Zealand, safe countries, so they have the shoes outside. Ladies come in, they got a You got a porch there, veranda. The men sit outside. So all the shoes are left outside. Subhanallah, say, I sat there. I said, oh, so many shoes, subhanallah, what a big crowd today. Subhanallah says, okay, my heart, let me give a good bayan. He said, I give a good bayan. Apa too was there amongst the ladies. So when he met Apa, and then he said, so many ladies came today. He says, no, no. It was the lady of the house, all her shoes. He says, 200 pairs of shoes. He says, gee, there's 365 days in a year. She only got 200. I thought so many ladies came. Said, no. You got one shoe for every day or every 2 days. One shoe, because she can't wear the same shoe every time, every function. People will say, oh, the same thing she wore again. What Allah is saying right now? The sunnah is akmal, ajmal, ashal. The sunnah is the most perfect way. That is 10 star, 50 star, 100 star. Most beautiful. Akmal, perfect. We like perfection. Even that, the serviette also must be folded in a certain way. Tell the young girls, you all set the table, we come see after that. And the ladies will come, you didn't put this right, you didn't put that right, must be put in this angle, that angle. As I say, they got a mind for these things. As men now will tell them, quickly serve the food. So they'll take the platter. We want to run with the platter to go and say, hold on, we still got to cut the dhania on top. And the angle of that, the spoon also has a certain angle I have to put it. We don't even see it also. But Allah Ta'ala has given them these qualities. That they're doing for Allah. Allah noted it. She did it for me. She did this for me. That's a weight in the court of Allah. Not to show anyone, Ya Allah, I'm doing it for your mehman. Jamaat came home, I want to feed them the best. I want to feed them the best. Put everything for them the best according to sunnat. So when it comes to the amal of the masturat also, the simplicity must come. We go for a da'wat, and it was extravagant. Then they'll ask, how was the da'wat? What a da'wat? 10 star. They really laid it out. But in the court of Allah, it was failed. Israf. So much of wastage. That you had a whole jamaat of young girls just wasting their time folding serviettes only. The men, what we do, we just take it out, just put it under the plate. It's taking space here right now. Take out all the vases. We don't need stones on the table. We need place for the food. But we have to show it. So much time got wasted. Whereas deen is simple. And when it's according to sunnah, when it's simple and we go for the da'wat, husband asks, how was the da'wat? Alhamdulillah, it was okay. Shame they were trying. Allah says, that is what I love. That's closest to the sunnah. That is akmal, that is ajmal. Ashal, cost effective. Hardly cost anything. Simple cutlery, crockery, simple table spread. There's beauty in that. Who am I doing it for Allah? Yes, we take pride in it. We take pride, we put neatly, nicely for the pleasure of Allah. That now is waiting for you in the day of Qiyamah. That will come with you in the qabr. That will cover you. That will become your shroud. That will become your means of getting your jannat. But we've gone so far right now, we can't understand the sunnat also. So pride, to have a clean heart. To have a clean heart is among the sunnat. For Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, let it be that you pass the night in a condition that your heart is free of malice. No hatred for anyone. How can I hate anyone if I don't know that person is a beloved of Allah? And I hate that person. Just don't like her, don't like him, don't like that one. So many people, we've got a list of more people we don't like. And all those that really don't like us, we like them. Whole tipsy-turvy world right now. A sahabi radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Amr, was sitting in the masjid. And Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, a sahabi will enter now, is among the people of Jannat. Sahabi walked in, just made wudu, water was dripping from his limbs. When he saw him, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, from people of Jannat. Secondly, the same thing happened again. A sahabi will walk in, he'll be among the people of Jannat. Same sahabi walked in. Third day also. Then he said, I wonder what it is. They made him a person of Jannat. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, he's a Jannati. So he went to him, he made some excuse, I have a dispute with my father. Can I spend three nights with you, please? He said, by all means, you can join me, come stay with me at home. So he gave him accommodation. So with keen eyes, he looks at him every day, what he's doing. What made him a Jannati already? Imagine I get the ticket. You're in Jannati. Saw in a dream also. Subhanallah. Yeah, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said Jannati. So he's looking for the great amal of it. Maybe tahajjud, maybe crying, maybe Quran tilawat. He notices three nights, no tahajjud also. No tahajjud. I feel I'm making tahajjud, husband not waking up. So he's a problem. He's not reading tahajjud also. And I'm reading tahajjud. The pride must have come in the heart. No tahajjud, but every time you woke up in the night and you turned, you make the dhikr of Allah. Then he noticed in the day you'll only speak positive things, nothing negative, only good speech, nothing negative, not putting anyone down, no evil speech, nothing vulgar. Your haya in his speech also. 3 days passed and he asked the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, I spent 3 days with you. The reality was I heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you're from amongst the people of Jannat. So I wanted to see what made you, what qualities you have. Then he says, you saw this 3 days. I'm just a simple person, like one of you. He says, okay. Nothing much really. Maybe he had some secret he has in his life, but nothing. So he was about to depart, then he called him back. So he says, but I have one thing in me that Allah has blessed me with. That when I go to sleep at night, I clear my heart and I harbor no enmity or jealousy for anyone. I have no enmity, hatred or jealousy for anyone. You see, that is the quality Allah has made you jannati. Heart is clean and clear. Forgiven and forgotten. And no jealousy over anyone. Allah gave that person, Allah gave them more. Better home, better car, more. We all worried, children must be, mashallah, must look, have good looks, pretty, handsome. They have better looking children, that Allah give them more. Allah bless them. Allah increase them. Have a dua. What Imam Dehula Sahib say, have a mizaj dua. Mizaj of shakirana or dua. That you make shukr to Allah and make dua. Every time dua, Allah ta'ala give them more. You just said that Allah will give you more. Allah bless them with even more. Give them better grandchildren, better children also. Make ulama hufaz in their family. Jealousy comes out from the heart. Takabbur comes out from the heart. You see, the ilaj for takabbur and all his evil traits is the shakur. Make shukur to Allah. Ya Allah, it is your ni'mat. Only your ni'mat, your bounty. Nothing was mine. He said, no malice in the heart. Take out the malice. We can't go into the qabr with malice. Hatred for people. That one did me or told me something. She didn't make salam with me. She didn't give me a good look. She didn't praise me. I didn't feel acceptable. I didn't feel welcome. So I hate that person. Who am I doing it for? I'm doing it for Allah. Nobody praised my cooking. Nobody praised my baking. I don't want to go there again. I don't want to go there again. I didn't feel welcome. Who am I doing it for? What's my life for? Who is it for? So no malice to anyone. No jealousy. Why they got better children? Why are they very better than us? Why are they living better than us? We'll never be happy. Depression will set in. So to lead our lives, to live our lives with imani qualities. My salah with iman also. The quality of my salah. How I'm performing my namaz. How many of us have this thought after salah? Allah, is my namaz acceptable? Allah, did you accept my namaz? I read my namaz with the fajr this morning, made salam, salam and finished. Never thought about it, whether my salah was good enough. But what we'll say always, I'm not good enough, or he's not good enough, or she's not good enough, whether my salah was good enough right now. But I don't have that concern. I'm living for dunya. How to connect myself now? Allah, is my salah good enough? Did I take out time to make dua? And gauge whether I'm taking my home to akhirah, the dunya, the gauge is my dua. How much dua am I making for the akhirat of my family? I'm just worried about my daughter must get married, she must have a good home, handsome husband, rich husband, dig up her holidays, can spoil her. That's my dua finish. Whether he'll make a jannati home, whether he'll bring deen in the house, whether he'll take her out in the path of Allah. No. There's a lot of money, must be very handsome, have beautiful grandchildren, he must take holidays. Ah, that's not deen. But there's a dua I'm making. My son also must get a good job, have plenty of money, and he must enjoy his life. Have a pretty wife also that I can model her everywhere. Take her to the talim, take her to the programs, my daughter-in-law. The young boy also doesn't know what he's looking for. What the mother put in him, he's looking for that in a girl. Our Sheikh says, before you look for a girl, which the mother told you to look for, that she must be manjri, patri or lambi, he says, you look in the mirror first. Whether you look like that, then you can look for a girl like that. Whether you banjaro, whether you patro, he says, your kurta not fitting you properly right now. Mother says, you're going to lose some weight. But I want she must be slim and trim. And she must have nice green eyes. And she must be like this, like that. Mother not realizing, actually, we make him look for a model. She'll model into the house and she'll model out also. She came and she's gone like the whirlwind. What happened? She took the son also, she's gone. No deen. So gauge the dua we are making for the children also. We're making dua for their qabr, for their akhirat. Ya Allah, how they're going to fare for the jannat. I'm just thinking dunya only. That they must become famous. People must know them. They must have all this of dunya, everything else. Whereas, Hazrat Khantha, Hazrat Khola, radiallahu anhu, what they're making dua? Ya Allah, have four sons. Accept them tomorrow in the battlefield. They mustn't come back. Ya Allah, accept them, they mustn't come back. Lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. This is where we have to go back. We have to go in the path of Allah. To learn our deen. In the qualities of Iman. And now make Tawbah. Ya Allah, where, how far we gone? That we don't understand deen really. We're looking deen dar. My Shaykh says, one is to wear the clothes of taqwa and one is to have taqwa. Do alak cheez hai. I myself also have become deceived. I feel now I'm just pious, so I have piety. No. One is to look like the pious, to rub shoulders with the pious, doesn't mean you are pious. It's a whole effort to become muttaqi and pious. That we have to strive in the path of Allah. Sit in the gatherings of ta'aleem. Two things, my Hazrat says. Women to have taqwa in their heart, good company for a good period of time. Good company for a good period of time. Find the right company. But now the cell phone undi bas. I've got that as my company already. I've got to update and see all the time what's happening online. What she is doing. What they are doing. And how many men are complaining? Every time I come home, one Saati complained also. Mukti sahab, oh, she's sending me links to Instagram. Muhsin are gone to Maldives. Imrana are gone to Seychelles. That one is gone here. That one is... Why are we sitting at home still? Why are we sitting at home still? Why you have to work so hard? All day she's sending me links. I don't even have the app. I can't even open it. When I go home, she's waiting. You saw it when I told. You saw where they gone. Say, where they gone? You didn't see it. You don't love me. Inna lillah. So opening the link means I love you. Because you're putting a heart there, you're subscribing. So you love them, so I must love you. By opening the link. He said, I don't even have the app also. Yeah, you don't love us. You don't take us anywhere. You must just... And the same words used. Make us suffocate. You're locking us up. Don't be judgmental. Don't judge us. Our hearts are very clean. You don't know. All the same, nobody's making tawbah. That we are sinful. Ya Allah, we go far from deen. Husband is parishan also. Families are parishan also. Which direction we going right now? We have to go learn the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That we're looking like pious. Whether the piety, like pious people, with taqwa has come into the heart. Whether the real taqwa, Allah consciousness has come into the heart right now. The real conscious of Allah. And Allah, and my Shaykh says so beautifully, compared this worldly life, 60, 70 years, compared to akhirat, is like 2.5 minutes. This life is like 2.5 minutes. But we invest so much, and the more the women, we invest so much of emotion in it. Everything is emotional. And we say also we are emotional beings. Yes, the men have to look after the ladies. We tell the men, be kind to them, treat them well. But everything is emotional. Everything is a breakdown. Everything is nerve-wracking. The children also, we tell them, Mustara, the whole day the children are under threat also. You're going to do that, I'm going to hit you. You're going to do that, I'm going to break you. I'm going to do that. Imagine somebody tell you, whole day I'm going to break you. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you. The child the whole day is just hearing the same thing. Wanana says, that ask ourselves, our parents, how many children they had? 5, 6. Grandparents, 6 to 10. Great-grandparents 10 to 15. So what happened today? What happened to the minds of the masturat of the ummah? But alhamdulillah, they have all the facilities. We got the treadmill, private trainer, we got the dietitian, we got the best medication. Birth can't increase the ummah right now. Ham do hamare do. We two and our two pigeon pair. Why we need to go holiday? We need to go here, we need to go there. Nabi alayhi salatu salam says, marry those women that are loving to you and that obey you children. These two ingredients have left the home. The love is for the cell phone, for that influencer, and that family, and that couple, and what they are doing, the love is gone there. And marry those women that obey you children. It's too much for me. Too much emotional stress. But one brother said, Mufti Sahib, I got four domestics at home. Wife says, I'm so tired still. Four domestics, what she's doing? Looking after them. Before, they were doing all the work at home. And still all the children. And the only time we'll realize is after 40, 45, 50, that now the children are gone. And now we're lonely. Then Hazrat says, what they'll do now? Buy one cat. And open another channel also and take picture of the cat now. So cute. Got cat at home. How much we paid? Like we adopted another child. And now we have to go for holiday. We book the hotel, book the cat hotel also. Cat hotel. Special diet for the cat also. See, where the ummah has gone? No tawbah, no istighfar. And now they'll find one dalil, Abu Huraira. He did buy cats. He was looking after the stray cats. Now the husband, the daughter will say, God, I'll get 10,000 rand cat, 20,000 rand cat. You got your Quran to look after. You got your salah to make effort upon. You got madrasa to go. Where's this time for pets and for cats? Ummah now is discussing all these things over here right now. Then nobody's making tawbah. Where the money is going? The domestic has to see how much we're spending on the cat. How do you think she'll feel? I'm spending more on the cat and the pet than on the human being. Well, Abu Hassan al-Limiyah Rahman mentioned the same thing also. Don't have time for that. So that time came when the ummah was so far from the teachings of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, where you had the hierarchy, aristocrats, that they kept power. See, their dogs lulled in luxury. The dogs. The pets lulled in luxury, and the peasants and the slaves have no food to eat. But they looked after their pets. He must sit over here. A royal cushion. Where you must eat outside on the floor. But he must have a royal bowl also. Special bowl for him. Says they became so far from the teachings of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. So far. Darkness set in. They forgot the divine teachings. It was like in a cart. The cart was going downhill, gaining momentum. He said, as if the taqdeer destiny of mankind was locked and the key was missing. Who's going to deliver mankind? Destiny is in a crash. We've come there again once again, as if humanity is in a crash, just now. Humanity is in a crash. Our lives are in a crash. Nobody's worried. We just make dua for more dunya. Where are we going this weekend? We can't sit at home. Kitchen is closed. We have to buy, we have to go out. See, this was what dunya was before, and the key was missing. At that time, when there was so much of darkness in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to deliver them now. He came with the key. Allah ki rahmat josh mein aayi. Zulmat dunya par chha gaya. Allah ki rasul. Zulmat darkness spread on the world. Allah's rahmat came into josh. Gush forth, and Allah sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to come back to the sunnah now. These qualities of iman, check our hearts, that being tawbah, istighfar. Connect our home to the house of Allah. Connect our home to the deen of Allah. Start ta'lim in the house. Clear hearts, clean hearts. Qurbani is coming now. Don't spoil our qurbani. With the selfies and the intermingling. I got my paradawan. Just to conclude, this is Jarir radiyallahu's riwayat. He says, Nabi Ali salatu wa salam was sitting one day. Wadim Ummu Salama and one of the other Azwaj al-Mutahharat. And Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum was coming. Blind Sahabi. So Nabi Ali salatu wa salam told Azwaj al-Mutahharat. Mutahharat, they were purified. Had they purified already? So he told him, Ihtajiba. That make hijab. Going to Parada right now. So they said to Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, isn't he blind? Isn't he blind? He cannot see. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam asked him, Afa'am Yawani, are you also blind? Can't you all see him? Can't you all see him? So there was the argument, I'm not looking at them. So I can come out in public, but they can see you. And Mawana mentioned one time also, he was in Madinatul Munawwara, and from the haram, he and Appa were walking back to the hotel room. And subhanallah, mashallah, Appa was at one complete garb, from head to toe. So that says, we passed a tailor shop, those days. So I saw the tailor shop in the corner of my eye. So I left Appa in the room, I thought I'd surprise her, I go see her a nice dress, or cloak, abaya or something. So I went to the tailor. So I was so excited, young that time also, went to the tailor, said I want to sew. I want to sew a dress for my wife. Then once I realized, I don't know her size. So the tailor, he was standing outside the tailor shop. He said, you passed it just now with your apa. He says, gee. He said, yeah, I saw her, I know her size. I saw her, I know her size. Once I was shocked. Because she's wearing that big one parda, one piece, but he got such an eye as a man, he already measured. If Maulana has to come back, he knows the measurement. But the Masturat say, no, we're not looking at them. But the men are looking. So don't spoil our Qurbani also. Where we want to be with the men, the cameras will come out. What? It's not the meat and the flesh who reach Allah, it's the taqwa that will reach Allah. Make Qurbani with taqwa also and haya. And then see the effect of it. The entire year, barakat Allah Pak will give. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to turn our hearts to Allah. To make tawbah istighfar. Ya Allah, really we've gone so far from the deen of Allah. Allah Ta'ala save us from all these things that are happening in the world. We don't want to become like this. But we don't realize we're becoming so influenced. So Allah Ta'ala give us the eyes of the heart. Give us the taqwa, that iman. And we start making tawbah. Check our heart. Check our akhlaq. And go into good company for a good period of time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah. Shall we not